Hi there, this is Charlie Barnes. I am Worcestershire Poet Laureate for the next 12 months and I'm planning on doing a series of really short podcasts just so people can basically have a listen to the stuff that I'm writing, because I'm trying to bank everything that I write during this year, but it would be really nice to share it with people as I go along as well. So that's what this podcast is going to be about from here on. I'm going to do as part of this little series is a poem called The Waves, and it's kind of a mental health LGBT mashup, so I hope you guys enjoy it. I tell you again that you remind me of the ocean, and you hear me over the waves for the first time to ask why. You're vindictive, I tell you, which might not have been the best place to start, because from your face I can see your heart stutter, but wait, let me explain. You could bring whole cities to ruins if you chose to. Crush corners of any continent with too firm a touch and wash us all away with a bad mood or a brilliantly good one. You're so much stronger than you'll ever realise. See above. I know society has built a curved wall for you to splash back on yourself sometimes, but we're ignorant in protecting ourselves from things that we don't understand. Don't take it personally. We've missed out on a lot of beautiful things because we were looking elsewhere at the time. Speaking of beautiful things, I know it kills you to hear the compliment, but there is beauty in your hard edges, in your determination. In the way that twice a day you will come back to something that will push you away, but here you are crashing into the shoreline like your old lovers, or maybe even just friends. You carry all manner of crap everywhere, which is both a metaphor and a critique on your inability to pack anything effectively. But if you need Wolf's Orlando to wrap around yourself on days when the world is brittle and too bright, then who am I to argue with a logic like that? There is judgment in your wake. People who don't understand the attraction, people who lose themselves when they look at you, and those of us who sometimes want to fill our pockets with rocks, wander in and hope for the best. But you are essential. On days when people empty their problems into you and the burden of humans feels too much to bear, when seaweed weighs your breathing and the detritus from everyday life sits in the base of your belly like an anchor, when you wish the moon would stop rising, pushing, pulling long enough to give you a rest, you are always essential, my love, because you are a goddamn ocean. So that's my first poem for this little series. I'm going to try and commit to one poem a month. And hope that I don't let anyone down with that promise, but it's in public forum, so I am definitely going to try and stick to it. So if you want to see what I'm up to in the meantime, you can follow me on Twitter or on Instagram, so that's at Charlie Blogs. So Charlie spelled L-E-Y, not L-I-E. And you can also keep up to date with bits and pieces that I'm doing through the Worcestershire Litfest and Fringe social media channels as well. So thanks ever so much for listening, and I will catch you guys in a month.